Cape Talk from the continent.
And on the African continent this morning, we're going to be having a look at what's happening in the positive world and the good world of the African continent. Africa.com editor Soko Sibiya, a very good morning to you, Soko, and welcome to the show. And this morning we look at the, and I think this is on the back of what I was sort of chatting about last week, the top 10 fastest growing economies in Africa for 2018.
Yes, good morning, Zain, and to your listeners. Yes, you know, you planted the seed, so I went out and looked and found some information about it. And I don't know, maybe I should start from 10 and just go quickly through it. And then until the first one, I'll just give you brief snippets of the countries. So in the top 10, number 10 is Niger. They've been predicted to have a 5.1% growth. And these stats are from the IMF. So they've been looking at what's happened in terms of the 2018 growth forecast. And they're saying that it's because mainly of oil and agricultural sectors. I think when you look at these countries, you'll see that there's a commonality in terms of which sectors are growing. And I think if other countries want to be on the same growth trajectory, they need to start investing in these sectors as well. So number 10 is Niger at 5.1%. Benin is at 6%. And they say that it's because they've improved things like tourism, infrastructure, basic services, and agriculture. Number 8 is Burkina Faso at 6%. And this is because they've also had a change of government. I think as well, you know, when new policies come into place, there's also that whole investor confidence that comes in to see what's been happening. Benin elections were used to have this whole note of having the military stepping in before time, some coups as well. And when things went a bit quiet, like 3 years ago when they had the election, I think people have now been setting the tone in terms of let's rebuild, let's see where we can go with this government before we start making other demands, for example, getting the military involved. And this is after they had let go of a dictator as well, who'd been there for almost 15 years as well. And then number 7 is Ghana with a 6.3% growth rate. Number 6 is Tanzania with a 6.4%. And their sectors are mining, communications, construction, trade and repair, and also water supply. So once you fix the services that you provide for people, you find that businesses are also able to work better. You know, when you have the tools to work better, I think you also become more efficient. Number 5 is Djibouti, and this is because of the whole port city that was built. So now, and China has also invested in a navy base there. So the minute big countries come in and invest in a smaller country, for example, and start having the bases settled in there, you find that development around that place it gets done, and obviously that brings in FDI as well, which also helps with the growth rate. Number 4 is Senegal at 7% growth rate, and this is in the financial services and trade sectors, agriculture and fishing. Number 3 is Rwanda at 7.2%, and they do this through innovation, technology, because that's their biggest export, you know, ideas, investing in services in the ICT sector. That's where they do their most investments. Ivory Coast is at 7.4% growth rate. And number 1 is Ethiopia at 8.5% growth rate. And that's because of their manufacturing, construction, and electricity sectors that they've been growing in. You know, Ethiopia has made some big reforms even before the new prime minister took over. And what they really want to do is become the hub, you know, that they always regard themselves as in terms of never being colonized. And they want to make sure that this is how it should look like. And and as you see, the sectors that are common is agriculture, for example, manufacturing. When we start making our own goods and exporting them, then we start making money. And this is where even the Industry 4.0 comes in, because when we start beneficiating our own resources and selling the final product or the final refined product, we actually get our full money's worth in terms of our commodities.
And I'm actually quite surprised, and you know that starting off at growth of 5.1 with Niger and landing with Ethiopia. And as a matter of fact, a couple of minutes ago, I read a live read for Ethiopian Airlines, who are now advertising with us. And this is just the indication of the market. You need to go out there. You need to advertise. You need to put yourself out there. And once you do this and to sort of bring yourself out as a major contender, then you have that growth. But as you said, the essential thing is beneficiating your own product and manufacturing your own product and then selling that product on is where it's about. So what is the common thread for growth in Africa?
The common thread is political will. I think when you've got the right policies in place, you know, when we all sit for the same agenda, and this is what the meetings are always about in the African Union. How can we make sure that Africa, you know, as a continent, is attractive for FDI? Many experts are talking about the agricultural sector. Invest in this sector. You know, it's as basic as changing the curriculum, and I've spoken about this quite a lot over the year in terms of once you change how we think, how we teach, the attitudes regarding certain sectors, you find that's where the change is. I think for many of us, we're still in the whole mindset that certain jobs have an interest or an appeal. You know, we all want to be venture capitalists, and unfortunately, we can't be, because at the end of the day, everyone eats. And once we start realizing that we can actually, you know, use that skill of venture capitalism, but planted in agricultural space. We've got stories here in South Africa as well, where you find people who are selling, who get financially savvy by making sure that you can invest in their stock, for example, in their cattle. And this is how you have shares in terms of the agricultural space. So once we start being innovative about how we approach things, I think this way we can see growth prospects and new jobs as well that we are so